USA Radio News.
Stocks are plunging on Wall Street after concerns of a bear market and the possibility of rising interest rates. The Dow lost 507 points to close at 23,592. Former Congressman and presidential candidate Ron Paul tells Fox News the Fed's in a bit of a pickle here.
Just more money won't work, and that's why the Fed's in a dilemma, because they've done it for a long time, and they're just tinkering with slowing that up.
Former FBI Director James Comey is going after Republicans, telling them to stand up for the rule of law.
At some point, someone has to stand up, and in the face of fear of Fox News, fear of their base, fear of mean tweets, stand up for the values of this country and not slink away into retirement.
Comey was meeting behind closed doors with two committees and has been also known to send out some controversial tweets in his own right. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
An annual survey finds alcohol use among teens is down, but the use of electronic cigarettes is up. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
It's an annual survey titled Monitoring the Future, and it finds the use of electronic cigarettes or similar devices is now the second most common form of substance abuse behind drinking alcohol. And nearly one in three high school sophomores and more than one in three seniors say they have vaped in the past year. The Food and Drug Administration trying to curb underage vaping by restricting the sale of sweet-flavored electronic cigarette liquids. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Republican Senator Lamar Alexander will not seek re-election in the 2020 Senate race in Tennessee. The 78-year-old Alexander has been in the Senate since 2003. Alexander was also George H.W. Bush's education secretary for 2 years, and he's a former governor of Tennessee as well. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A U.S. District Court judge in Texas is agreeing with Republican state attorney generals that believe Obamacare is unconstitutional. Hadley Heath Manning is a director of policy for the Independent Women's Forum. She talks about this ruling and why it caught some people off guard, but
I wasn't surprised. I think a lot of people who follow this stuff closely were actually not surprised that Judge O'Connor would issue a ruling like this. Of course, it's a question now whether the appellate court will agree with Judge O'Connor's district-level decision or whether the appellate court will side with the federal government against the states. But regardless, this has sent some shockwaves through the circles of people who maybe weren't expecting this ruling. It doesn't change much about the law as it is today, but it certainly throws the future of the law into question.
And as far as a timeline on when we can expect to hear more about this case, Manning says,
this could drag on for months as it works its way through the court system. People will remember that in 2010, when the Affordable Care Act passed, many states, led by Florida at that time, filed a lawsuit against the individual mandate. And that case was filed like the evening that the law was signed by President Obama. And it took until 2012 before the Supreme Court decided the case. And, of course, that's the ruling everyone remembers, where Justice Roberts sided with the majority and said that this was a proper use of Congress's taxing power.
For USA Radio News,